Hey boys, thanks for joining us on the our neighborinos here.
Yeah.
Wall of Sound with Everblack crossover episode.
We have so many times where we catch up and we never actually sit down and do formative chats like this.
No.
So I'm glad we finally get to do it, Nev. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a day. It's a bit wet out there.
Yeah,
a bit
but
moist.
This is the most ideal weather for music festivals because it's not too hot.
Yep.
The rain comes intermittently and like you've got plenty of space to move around everyone. Like we've been going to festivals for fucking years now, haven't
long
we?
Long time. I mean, I've known you since back in the Music Mania days.
Yeah, way back on the Gold Coast, like we discovered.
Yeah.
That was sort of at the start of when I started venturing out of pop world and discovering bands like Parkway and Amity and the Gold Coast hardcore scene, which you were putting on shows that we were going to.
Back in when I was a young man. Yes, back. Not so much anymore.
Decades ago.
It was actually. We looked at the posters at some of them the other day because Richard's still about. Shout out to Rich. And we were like, that was what year? Holy fuck.
Yeah, that 2000, mid-2000 era when the Gold Coast was pumping up. Because we had Expression Grounds. We had Miami Shark Bar, like actual places where these bands could legitimately play. But then the Gold Coast scene all just seized up, and you know, Dwayne's from
where Sydney. Are you from Sydney, man?
You, what are you doing?
Mate, I was
from Sydney.
I love Sydney it in Sydney. Sydney's got a good scene at the moment, especially in the wake of COVID. A lot of the local bands, you probably got the same here in Brisbane. I know it's the same down in Melbourne, but there's a lot of the local scene has stepped up in the wake of COVID because there was no international act. So I've been down there grinding it out with all the up and coming bands, and there's some. There's some exceptional bands.
Who would you say is the one to keep an eye on?
Top of my list at the moment are a couple of guys called Astro Death. Timmy and Yoshi, mate. Timmy comes in and gets, because I'm a tattooist by trade as well.
Oh, nice.
And Timmy's been coming and getting some tattoos off the boys.
Yeah.
And we go to every show that we can. So those guys, Mountain Wizard Death Cult, are so cool. They've just got a new singer. And then there's, I always keep an eye out for King Parrot whenever they come through town.
Black Reno, you've been going nuts.
Black Reno. Miller's out to Miller.
Well, they just opened for Pantera down in Adelaide, and I went, and it was, I was so chuffed for them because I'd been listening to them since No Time for Numb Nuts. So
they're good dudes.
They are cool dudes, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to those guys, hey?
And I feel like, Dwayne, like with a band like that, because you only really see them in the dive bar kind of situations.
Yeah.
Like Frankie's obviously rest in peace back in the day. To see them on a stage like that alongside Pantera, like, do you feel like that's where they deserve to be?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? Because there's only three of them. But they cover that whole stage. Like, it's a big stage for guys who play dive bars. For them to cover every inch of that stage and do it effortlessly, it was a great thing to see. And I was very proud that I just liked that band before everyone else.
Hear that, Miller?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that going around. This whole scene has been exceptional. Like, as we head into Wall of Sound's 10th year, like, to think when we first started.
Oh,
look, we're not done yet. It's a nightmare of a time. It's a cunt of a time, as we know. But we love it, you know?
Yeah.
Without our support, we wouldn't have these bands going on to bigger and better things because no one else is out there touching them. It's you do what you can to make this kind of stuff happen.
Yeah, you don't sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
You're up
at 4 o'clock when you're writing up Bring Me the Horizon's new song because they release it at 9 o'clock their time.
Yeah.
It's 4 o'clock our time, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I remember doing a midnight review of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's right.
And I got it done at 2:30, and by the time I woke up, half the US had read it.
So you get those ones. So obviously with Wall of Sound, you guys have done some pretty amazing stuff in the 10 years that you've
likewise,
been going.
As well,
thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Let's pat each other and stroke each other's
dicks. No, this one's about you guys. This one's about... But what would you say has been the highlight for either of you? When either be an interview or a show. I know you did Blink recently. Like, what's? I'll start with you.
Oh God!
What's been the most significant moment in that 10 years?
I'm trying to think what comes to mind. Like, obviously, you know, chatting with Mark Hoppers backstage at the Things Festival is a big one that's up there.
Yep.
The very first time I interviewed Winston from Parkway, the interview didn't record. Oh. So, you know, you lose a whole stack of interviews. I'm sure that all of us will go through this at some point. But to be completely frank, for me, the best thing is finding a band, spruiking them, and then following that journey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got bands like The Beautiful Monument, Thornhill, Wind Waker, for example. Like, they start at these ground roots level. Relica is another great example.
Yes.
You know, they're a great band that start off at these grassroots, and without us covering them, the rest of Australia won't know about it. So to be able to follow them from their very first EP, the second EP, to getting signed to fucking Nuclear Blast is a massive testament to them and the dedication, because we get to talk with them and they have all these dreams and aspirations. But then when you're watching from the sidelines all those dreams come true, it's a really cool feeling of like, this is actually happening. They are making a difference. The scene is looking out for each other, and the next generation of bands are going to be well looked after compared to 20 years ago.
Yes, 100%. I've seen massive change.
Yeah, and it's exceptional. And the thing that we need to remember is everyone just needs to get out there and find your local band. What I would recommend is two or three local bands that are coming up in the scene, follow them, tell your mates about them, comment on the socials, because the more you do that, the more other people will get involved. It's this whole kind of thing of, if someone else sees you commenting on them, then they'll get involved too.
That's
and then
right.
that builds that hype and authenticity.
Absolutely. New Snake Mountain single this Wednesday.
Yeah, New Snake Mountain, that's right, yes.
Yeah.
We're going to actually talk about that. I want to premiere that song, so
yeah,
we'll talk about that soon.
It's a good one. It's I'm happy with it. I don't know why. That was meant to be a joke, but it ended up...
This is the wonderful thing as well too, because you immerse yourself in the bands, because I can't sing to save my life. I love everyone else who does media, and then they also sing, or they sing and then they do a bit of media on the side kind of thing, because it's this whole incestuous thing of, let's help each other out, let's see other people do well and champion this stuff, because there is such a great amount of Aussie bands out there right now. And if you're sitting there saying that nothing good has come through in the past few years, you're a fucking idiot and you're
bullshit.
Not looking.
No, and that's not me talking about this. There's amazing bands out there that are just absolutely crushing it.
Flaming Wreckage, Chuff.
Flaming Wreckage,
Chuff. There you go, that's what I was going
Chuff,
over you.
I saw those, Flaming Wreckage, they're just about to release a new album. They're a killer thrash band from Sydney. Chuff, if you've never seen Chuff, like, beware, but they're mental. And also Carnal Viscera are really good. I quite like those guys.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention them earlier.
But what's been your highlight
for you? Look, I'm a Pantera fan, through and through. So this, I didn't just come here. I did Adelaide, Melbourne, and then came to Brisbane. I skipped Sydney, which is my hometown, because I knew I couldn't physically do it.
Mm.
So, but just to follow them around, but look, some of the articles and the stuff I've done, I think the Amy Shark review is pretty cool.
Yeah, for those who aren't aware, Dwayne is our resident heavy metal bogan. He's going to all of these underground and dive bar shows, but you send him along to a pop star, and it's some of the most interesting, intriguing writing that you will ever see, and it's so out of place. Why would a heavy metal bogan go to a pop show? But he goes along, he went along the Taylor Swift, and the story is just phenomenal.
Yeah, Amy Shark and Taylor Swift. Like, I had no business being there. But I knew a guy. A friend of mine's actually one of the road crew. So I went and met up with him. I tattooed him and a bunch of the road crew.
Yeah.
They got me tickets, and I was sitting there, and we were like 8 rows from the front. And there were fans, like diehard fans, that couldn't get tickets at all. And we were sitting there at the centre diamond. So, and from there, I met someone who teed me up backstage in Adelaide, and I finally got to go and meet Phil and sit down with him and talk music, and but all off camera.
Yeah.
Have a beer with him. It was the moment I'd waited my whole life for. So
that's unreal, man.
So
that's
even unreal. Though none of it's on camera,
you've still got those memories.
And we have lots of experiences like that as well too. Yep. You know, I'm sure that somewhere down the track we'd all write a book. We'd all put something together, a memoir of our travels and everything like that. If anyone wants to read any of this shit we put out, because I even still find myself into that position of like imposter syndrome. Does anyone care what I have to write about? Does anyone care about those stories? But, you know, there's bound to be someone out there who's like, I wonder what Brownie did that time when he was a dickhead backstage at Unify. There's plenty of stories.
No. I think you should write a book. I'm writing a book.
You are writing a book?
Yeah, it's called Don't Do What Nev Don't Does.
Great title.
Yeah,
though.
I think so. Yeah, I stole it from The Simpsons. Yeah? No, I don't. I'm not writing a book. I can't even write my own name. I don't even know what I'm doing here. But yeah, I think you should. I think, you know,
it's something to look forward to. I mean, yeah. Because we're going into our 10th year and we want to continue nurturing the underground talent, the talent we have in Australia, and then what the rest of the world has to offer. You know, there's all these plans in the pipeline that we would love to foresee, but it all comes down to having the money to be able to put it together kind of thing. World of Sound is predominantly organised by myself, like funding everything we can, and it's all still at grassroots, it's all still independently. So we've got these dreams and aspirations we want to do, but it all comes down to timing, planning, and being able to actually afford to do that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, what's money?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we do this stuff for love, we do this stuff for the fans to get you all as close to these artists as physically possible. The fact that you listen, read, engage is great. If you could give us a dollar every now and then,
that'd be lovely.
It would help. But look, we're not in it for the money. We're in it for the promotion and to help nurture these bands. And that's what it comes down to.
That's right. I'm very broke, so I could also use the dollar.
Yeah.
I'll get 50 cents. And these guys can have 50 cents.
And we will split it.
Yeah. You'll see us in the car park with our trying to pay for our parking.
Yeah, splitting a coffee.
Where's Lisa Mitchell? Can you throw some of those dollars at us, please?
Well, boys, thanks for hanging out. It's been really cool.
No, thanks, man. It's good to see you again.
Yeah.
As always, it was good. Like, JD always seems to jump on me from behind, so...
Yeah, we got to watch that, JD. Yeah,
there he is.
He's a bit
he never just comes
he?
At you and says, g'day. He comes and jumps on your back.
That's JD.
That's
Creeper
right there.
The serial
man. All right. Well, we will be back very soon. Right. And thank you very much, guys.
Cheers. Absolute pleasure, Everblack.
Woo! Thanks, Everblack. Sound goes aboard. Mwah.